WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio, boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pop.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
And have we got news for you?
You better listen.
Get ready, all your lonely girls, and leave those umbrellas at home.
All right.
It's rising.
Rising.
I'm just getting low.
How low, girl?
According to all sources.
What sources now?
The street's the place to
we better
go.
Hurry.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Welcome to the Sausage Fest that is WTR Sunday Night. This is Omega, the be all end all of our little network. Hi. I didn't pick the music. I get the feeling I know who did.
I had nothing to do with it. Okay, maybe I had a little to do with it.
Spug.
Think about our conversation the other day. Oh.
Did you find your testicles, by the way?
No. It's gotten worse.
Oh, no. How does he get worse from there?
I've watched the entire series, save for two episodes, in the weekend.
Oh, my God. And how does the vagina feel? Just curious now.
It's starting to sprout. My testicles have sucked up in, and my vagina is starting to sprout. For those who don't know what we're talking about,
it's for the best.
I watched the Rocky Horror episode of Glee the other day. For whatever reason, I don't know. It was on Netflix. I have since then managed to watch the entire series of Glee, save from episode 7 of season 5 and episode 8, which is the mid-season finale. Those are sitting in a folder on my desktop to be watched probably tonight or tomorrow. I've also watched the 25th anniversary of the Phantom of the Opera from Royal Albert Hall, the producers, the Nathan Lane, Matthew Broderick version, and West Side Story.
You know, some of those are not bad watches, but they are not compensating.
And my new wrestling gear. Well, it has a metal flake shimmer to it. Not even lying on that.
It's a very pretty dress, Bug.
No, it's actually done for a reason. With the newer television cameras and the high def, the metal flake in the fabric now helps the cameras pick up the color better.
Ah.
So, if you have gear made, and it has it doesn't have to be really apparent. Like if it's real subtle, but it helps the camera pick up the high def cameras pick up the color better. So, Works for me. I need a new gear anyway.
Well, as long as it works out,
right. I'm hoping that my vagina goes away and my penis comes back. But that's not even the saddest part of all that, dude. The thing is not. I can deal with watching Glee. It's the fact that I had to go download the Cory Monteith death episode and watch it. Like, I was so enamored with how they covered that. I was like, oh my god, I have to watch this. Oh, terrible. Mace is no longer talking to me.
Yeah. Hi, Mace.
I quit.
Jeez, that's all we had to do?
All I had to do to get you to quit all along was to watch Glee. Damn. I love you, Mace.
Get the fuck away from me. See, look, he contacted me about this the other day. Okay, some of the musicals are forgivable. Glee is not.
But Glee's pretty good.
You're still a fucking woman.
It's a good show, though.
You're lucky you're the guy that's going to be able to get me bookings when I get to the U.S., or else I completely disown you right now.
Shows you how much you love me to begin with. Sorry.
Yeah. Prove you're a man. Go lift weights.
This is tomorrow. Today is the rest. Tomorrow morning's yoga and then chest day.
Indeed. So should we actually get to the male soap opera that is professional wrestling?
We could talk about
yes, the
season premiere of Glee coming up.
We're not talking about something as fruity and gay as Glee. Now let's talk professional wrestling.
I see what you did there.
You could hear the glee in his voice as he was doing it too.
Now you're trying too hard.
That's what she
said. Say that again with a Canadian accent, Brock.
Eh?
There you go.
He's here?
What? Who? What now?
Oh, sorry. I thought I heard something for a second.
You heard what?
Ooh. It was nothing.
Nothing.
Ghosts nope. Of bad joke past.
Hallucinations.
Excuse me!
So anyway, hi everybody. We're here to talk pro wrestling. And we're going to start with, well, the turn that many of us thought was coming 3 months from now.
Oh, God.
And that's Daniel Bryan turning on Bray Wyatt at the end of Monday Night Raw. All
right.
Go for it.
I have to say something because it's bothered me all week. I love her to death. I really do. She's probably going to win several awards this year, and that's good on her. But that turn on Monday night had absolutely nothing to do with Brie and Daniel. It had to do with the fact that Daniel Bryan, they tried to turn him heel, they didn't do enough with him, and they weren't shocking enough in their heel turn with him to get the crowd to believe that he'd actually turned heel. Anytime Daniel Bryan came out, there was still the yes chance. There was still all the fan support and crowd support for him. So that heel turn back to babyface had nothing to do with Total Divas or Brie Bella or any of that bullshit. It had to do with a marketing company in the WWE, because that's what they are, an entertainment and marketing company, who forgot how to market bad guys and good guys. And now all the lines are blurred and everything's gray, and you're either one shade of gray or a lighter shade of gray. And Daniel Bryan has the organic crowd popularity that they have to do something shocking to turn him heel, and they half-assed it and screwed it up. And so the payoff that everybody wanted, they're not going to get now. You got a free payoff on Monday night in a cage match that should have happened at WrestleMania for a $90 pay-per-view in front of 70,000 people, and you blew it.
All right, that goes through the questions. Reaction, too soon, was this the right move?
Anyway, moving on
through the list of questions I already had written. No. One opinion. Let's go to the other opinion down in Florida, Omega.
This is WWE having no balls. Plain and simple. The reaction, yeah, I mean, it's a really cool moment. It was kind of amazing just to see the crowd, because I've never heard a crowd that loud and that in unison before. That was just absolute amazing reaction. And that was just after a couple weeks of this. Spug is right in that the payoff should have been at WrestleMania, where that would have been 70,000 people in complete unison. I mean, according to the dirt sheets, the whole reason they pulled the plug was they were starting to realize the yes chance we're getting to become pop culture. It wasn't just wrestling fans. You'd start hearing it at other sporting events. I've had conventions where I heard the fucking yes chant. Three people there had heard of Daniel Bryan. It's just infectious, and it's just this big, it's this thing that has just kind of risen up now. It's the woo chant all over again.
What?
No.
What?
Don't you what me?
What?
Don't you want me?
What?
Point is, it wasn't the right move, if only because WWE should have stuck to their guns. I mean, if you want to just now realize how fucking popular Daniel Bryan is, good. I'm glad something opened your damn eyes.
What?
I hate my co-hosts. But if you didn't realize it until then, you never should have actually turned him heel in the first place. And if you're gonna realize that so fast, then at least realize where the big payoff is, and not just cut and run.
That's two opinions, Mace.
WWE done fucked up.
Pure
and simple, they fucked up.
Why?
Because, and I believe this is the thing I've been saying for the last 3 months, they're not listening to the crowd. they're looking at things like ratings and merchandise and stuff like that and going, this is who we should be pushing. And yet on the live shows, you know, all around the country, all around the world, on Raw every week for a fucking year, Daniel Bryan has been one of the most over guys in the company. And they're only now waking up to it after, what, the champ went to a fucking Michigan game or something?
Michigan State?
Yeah, one of them things.
No, Michigan and Michigan State are two different things.
It was the pep rally after Michigan State won.
Won the Rose Bowl.
Won the Rose Bowl. Just so that's
okay,
clear.
Remember, I am Australian. I do not understand these things.
That would be like somebody walking up and calling you a fucking Kiwi.
What? No.
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 Mate got it.
That's a completely different country. You know, at least I kept within the same sphere of...
In college football, Michigan and Michigan State are two separate countries. So is Ohio and Ohio State, or Ohio State and Michigan. There's something in this area where if you mix up one of those fan bases, all hell breaks loose, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. I know it and I live with it. So just trust me on that, all right?
Yeah, I trust you, and thank God I'll be living in New Jersey.
That you should never say those words. Just point that one out.
Yeah, it sounds weird, doesn't it?
No, it's New Jersey. Anyway.
Joysy.
Jersey. Anyway.
But yeah, look, it's taken them so long to wake up to something that every wrestling fan has known for ages. And as usual, when they finally realize something, they panic. Instead of going, okay, let's keep with the current program. Let's get the big payoff at WrestleMania. It's, oh crap, he's suddenly extremely over with everything, and the yes chants are becoming, you know, more and more ingrained in pop culture, and, you know, you got other sports taking it up now and everything else. Quick, let's turn him back. No. You ramp up the heel. You ramp up the brainwashing. And you pay off at WrestleMania, like Spoke said. But instead, as usual, panic button. So, yeah.
Yeah. If there's one positive that comes out of it, it is the fact that the entire locker room was in awe of that reaction. And even Vince took notice about fucking time.
See, now Mays made it earlier, said something about them not listening to the fans and paying attention to ratings and merchandise sales. Paying attention to ratings has its advantages, but in this particular instance, it doesn't. And the same with merchandise sales. The problem, though, that has befallen the WWE, that as a fan, I get really pissed off with watching the product and you know, trying to enjoy it, is that they think that they're so smart, and they think that they're so on top of everything that they're kind of fucking themselves. They're screwing themselves over and eliminating potential windfalls of cash with payoff matches. Now, you heard that reaction Monday night, right? You heard that. You felt it through your television. Imagine sitting in the arena or sitting at home. There's a match, right? That Daniel Bryan's a heel. He's not a babyface. He's a heel. Still with the Wyatt family. There's some sort of match going on, and Daniel Bryan plays an integral role in it, and Bray Wyatt's trying to punish him like he did Monday night at the end of the match. And Daniel Bryan snaps and turns back to babyface and does that in front of 75,000 people on the biggest show of the year. That's a WrestleMania moment. That's a highlight for years down the road. That's what you sell things on, man. Like, I as a wrestling fan feel robbed that I'm not going to get to see that now. What are you going to show me instead that's going to make that happen? You know? You're going to show me a supercard that I'm going to look at and go, I might want to watch two matches. You know, it seems like everything was just so clustered and rushed, and that they outsmarted themselves and said, oh, the fans lead it up, they'll buy it. And when they didn't, they didn't know what to do. So they immediately clusterfucked into something new. And now they're stuck with it.
Like I said, panic button.
Because you can't move on from it, right?
The only moving on from here is you're going to have your blow off match between Daniel and Bray at the Rumble.
Well, maybe.
Or at the Chamber. You can't have it at Mania now.
Well, that leads to the news that's been coming out over the weekend. Daniel Bryan suffers a serious concussion, reportedly.
Yeah, which is why I corrected myself and went for Elimination Chamber rather than Rumble.
If he can,
well, that's fine.
If he can clear by then, that's kind of serious business right there. And from a guy who apparently has had many concussions in his career, any sort of concussion is a big deal right now.
What you do to write him off TV, and they won't do it. But what you do to write him off TV on Monday night is you have him come out, he's cutting a promo, Wyatt family jumps him, and they walk off with him. Now, this is a really far departure where you could get this storyline back on track and still get that big payoff on Mania. Follow me, hear me out, all right? So Monday night, he had his turn last Monday. This Monday, he's out there cutting a promo. He gets jumped and carried off by the Wyatt family. The next time we see Daniel Bryan is 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, and he's just in this rundown shack. And on loop is Bray Wyatt sermons and videos and just brainwashing after brainwashing after brainwashing. And you listen to how Bray Wyatt says that you strayed from the flock, but I'll bring you back in. Yeah, I know I said the flock. It's not what I meant. It wasn't talking about Raven's flock, Mace.
I was just enjoying the ride. Don't detour now.
Quote the sheep nevermore.
But you bring him back into the flock, you know. I'm going to bring you back. And then at Elimination Chamber, Bray Wyatt's in the Elimination Chamber. And you have something happen where Daniel Bryan helps, but he doesn't help. And then the slow seeds of dissension start. Slow. Little things. Very little things. At Mania, it's 3-on-3. You know? Maybe you have the Shield versus the Wyatts. Maybe it's the new Shield. Maybe Roman Reigns has already left, right? So you have Mason Ryan there. Maybe it's the Shield and the Wyatts for the tag titles. And it's, I don't know, pick somebody from the Wyatts. But you do the same thing that you did on Raw this week at Mania. Daniel Bryan gets botched up in the finish.
But doesn't that...
Yeah, stop. Let me finish. Daniel Bryan gets botched up in the finish. Wyatts lose. Bray comes down to chastise Bryan. And you have to, this is where the old art of plants comes in. We have a couple couple of plants. Just start the yes chant. And it'll start to grow and grow and grow and grow. And you flip it and you get that baby face turn right there in the middle of the Silverdome, the Metrodome. Fuck, you know what I'm talking about. The New Orleans Dome, the Superdome.
The big place.
The big place.
The big place
right
with the
there,
stuff.
Right there in the middle of the Superdome in front of 70,000 plus and millions of pay-per-view. And you have the turn and the beatdown. And you don't just give him the jumpsuit. Give him actual, like, Wyatt gear. I know the Wyatts don't have gear, but this is where you need to start pushing that a little bit. So that he can have a surprising turn at Mania.
So is the cop pulled oven out? Yeah, okay.
Can we jump in now? But my question was, doesn't that defeat what just happened on Monday?
No, it doesn't. Because you still had the moment, you still had the feelings, but with Daniel Bryan hurt, he's not going to be there for a couple of weeks, at least a couple of weeks. So to beat him down this Monday, that explains him off of television for a while, that explains him out of the Royal Rumble. With the brainwashing, the severe psychosis and brainwashing that you would show in vignettes on television, it allows Daniel Bryan to still be there, to still be part of the storyline, to be brought back in as a heel, to have that moment at Mania, so you can get where you wanted to go to begin with, and actually do something with it. It's a Band-Aid, it's a temporary Band-Aid, but it would work.
The only thing that sort of gets me at this point in time, and you know, like, you got a good, really good, really, really good plan. It just brings it around to the same point that was Monday. And with the way a lot of fans are, they'll turn around and go, oh, well, we saw this back in January, so we just paid, you know, $70 to watch it again.
Have Daniel Bryan, now, this would work if there were still two titles. There aren't. But if there were still two titles, in one of the Elimination Chambers, you have Daniel Bryan help Bray Wyatt win the title.
Not gonna happen.
If there were still two titles.
If there were two belts, yeah, we could have storylines galore, but unfortunately we're not in that situation anymore.
If there were still two belts, you have Daniel Bryan help Bray Wyatt win one of the titles at the Royal Rumble or Elimination Chamber. You go on, well, it would be at the Elimination Chamber now because of the concussion. You go on from there, and at Mania, he's the one that costs Bray Wyatt, and that can flip around that can give you your baby face turn. Also, I get what you're saying, Mace, as far as like we just saw that, you know, on a random Monday in January. But if you do the promos and the vignettes right, you can explain it away.
Oh yeah, look, I have no issues with what you said, dude. You know, I agree with how you got to that point. But it's the fact that the end point is pretty much going to be exactly what we saw on Monday. And I'm just thinking of it as somebody, you know, I plonk down $70 and then I see the same thing that I've already seen on free television.
$70? I'm going to end up paying like $10 for this pay-per-view. There's this really cool thing called the WWE Network. Have you heard of it?
Now you're just taunting him.
I can feel your hate from here.
Good.
Oh,
But you get, prick.
but you get what I'm saying though. You know, the paying fan is going to be upset that they have then paid, you know, $10, $70, 40 ruple or whatever the fuck, you know, you want to do to
I paid in wampum.
Exactly. You know, pay in bison dollars for all I fucking care. But, you know.
You did not just reference that movie.
I did. Deal with it.
No, I hate you.
Good. It keeps going around circular. It's awesome. But, you know, here it is. When you get to the thing where the fan is going to be paying whatever amount of dollars to get WrestleMania to see a finish that they've already seen for free, there's going to be a bit of backlash. Quite a bit of backlash.
At that point, even if you acknowledge that this is a Band-Aid, it's still going to feel like WWE is just trying to get the exact same response they got on Monday. You know, it's going to come off as just repetition for the sake of milking the reaction. We know why, but that's not what it's going to come off as.
I disagree, because to you and I, and to the workers and the other marks who watch the WWF and WWE and think we know what the fuck's going on, it'll come off as that. To the casual fans who drink the WWE Kool-Aid on a regular basis, it won't. Oh my God, Daniel Bryan.
I get what you're going for here, where what happened on Monday night is just a momentary advantage, and they continue like, well, clearly I didn't try hard enough. Now we're gonna go the hard route. But in a way, Mace is still right, because you're still playing to the same end game that we've already reached. I mean, if you want to bandage this for now, you put Brian in the driver's seat for a month. Just film vignettes, very low, very easy stuff. Let him control the feud through video. It doesn't need any physical reaction. Maybe he's trying to get into Wyatt's head by going into his past, because we haven't heard anything of Wyatt's past yet. Maybe he finds out the deal with Sister Abigail and where they came from, how the whole cult thing started. You know, play with the fucking history with the characters you've developed here. God forbid we learn something about them.
That's certainly something you could do if you wanted a Daniel Bryan Bray Wyatt match as a payoff at Mania.
Well, at this point, that's probably the only option. You could maybe do it in the Elimination Chamber, depending on how fast he recovers.
I doubt it.
But it's a way of keeping the storyline going without endangering Bryan any further. And let's be honest, when has Daniel Bryan gotten to have the advantage in a feud lately?
You know what? Put Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan in the Elimination Chamber together.
Use that to a jump point.
Yeah,
Mania.
Right.
You put them in the chamber together, right? So this whole month, well, let's kind of modify this a little bit. So this whole month, right, we're going to have like 4 weeks where Daniel Bryan really can't be on television because of his concussion.
Right.
So you film some vignettes, you have him going after, you know, Bray Wyatt's past. It gets to the point where Daniel Bryan re-debuts on television the week before the Elimination Chamber and gets put into the Elimination Chamber match for the title. You got Bray Wyatt, you've got whomever else with Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan is in one of the pods, right? So Daniel Bryan's in the pod. He's one of the last couple to come out. He doesn't get to come out because the Wyatt family either chains him into the pod so he can't get out, a la what they did with Goldberg a few years ago, where Evolution knocked the referee out of the way and made sure that he couldn't open up the pod by keeping the lock shut, something like that, or what the Shield did, where you have the Shield break into the chamber and beat the piss out of somebody. That might have been Evolution 2.
I'm more in favor of the locking in the,
but you lock
the pods. Only because I want to see Brian like kick the living crap out of it, because if there's one thing that Brian always has done really well, it's his kicks.
Right.
Just to show that they have power.
Right.
Have him break that glass down and just walk out and go, Brian, smash.
Well, he's got to get... The thing is he can't win. He's got to get eliminated. He has to get beaten. He can't be victorious in that. That obstacle would provide the fuel to get him the 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks that they need to get from Elimination Chamber to Mania.
See, the way that's booked, you're almost setting it up to where we've got a secondary feud going on. Okay, I'm going to scratch that. We have a primary feud going into Elimination Chamber that's basically going to supersede whatever, you know, world championship they're going to, you know, event they're going to put on. You know, regardless of who else is in that chamber, Randy Orton, Batista, you know, Brock, Cena, whoever the fuck else they put in there. You know, it's a storyline that's going to be built up after the Rumble, 1 month only, whereas this has been going for a long time now. I mean, you're basically putting that name on the marquee, and it's actually going to be far more interesting and more compelling and easily the more sought after part of the match. Without even the world title being involved.
The problem is that if you book the WWE champion, world heavyweight champion, whatever you want to call it, in a match on a pay-per-view like Elimination Chamber, you are basically saying this is just a waypoint to Mania. Especially if there's no chance that the title is going to change hands and it's apparent. In the past couple of years, it's been that way. So you've got to. I don't mind having a feud like that where going into that chamber, you're like, all right, this is a real big sticking point. What's going to happen between Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt in that chamber? Because it could play out on the results of the match. It makes people interested in wanting to see what's going to happen and what's going to go on.
Yeah. In a way, I would actually prefer that because of my opinion of putting a big championship match like this between the Rumble and Mania. Because it's a nice distraction from the fact that they shouldn't be defending the belt between those shows.
Well, I disagree on that point because you've got 8 weeks between the Rumble and the Mania generally.
12.
Well, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, remember, Mania is not in March this year, it's in April.
It's the first weekend in April. And unless February has 6 weeks in it...
Then you got 10 weeks. Whatever. 10 weeks. It's more than 8.
It's not almost 3 months. Because, the Royal Rumble's January 26th.
Anyway, continue your point.
My
point being there's about nine weeks between the Rumble and Mania. You gotta have something.
Well, you can have something. I just don't agree that the world title should be on the line for it. Because I'm kind of old school in the way that, you know, if you're going to set your big Mania match, you should build it up as long as possible. You know, I miss when it was Rumble to Mania. When the Royal Rumble was over, you knew who was going to face the champion at WrestleMania. And you didn't have this little midway point going, well, we know the you didn't have this midway point where it was this guy who won one match is definitely going to be in the Royal Rumble, is definitely going to be in the WrestleMania main event. The guy who's holding the belt right now, who the fuck knows? It could be any of these six fuckers.
But the idea of the title being on the line up to Mania, who the champion has always been up for decision. I think the last time it wasn't was, what, 93, 94? And even then it might have been? It's been a long time since that whole... Yes, there's an elimination chamber now, but there's always been a point where it's up for grabs.
There's 28 days between the Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber.
He's counting the calendar.
I am.
As I just said in our production chat, we can argue about anything, including the calendar.
By the way, for those tuning in, you're tuned in to WTR Sunday Night, and coming up in about 45 minutes from now, we will be doing a live Royal Rumble drawing for the Royal Rumble spots that will be shown on Twitch.
Yes, they shall be shown on Twitch. Maybe, kinda. Well, sorta, maybe.
Mace is gonna be pulling.
I haven't sort of put anything together yet.
You've been
promoting. There is 70 days between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
And how many weeks is that?
About 9.5. Nine in a couple days.
That movie sucks.
9.5 days?
Because if you go by 7, it whatever. Point being, it's not 12 fucking weeks. I knew it wasn't 12 weeks. Because that's 3 months, and there isn't. It's not possible.
Okay, now Spug, how many days in a week? Just so we can be sure.
There's 10 between the Rumble and Mania this year. There's 10 weeks. But usually, Mania is on the first weekend in April this year. Just falls later in the month.
Are we including weekends or not?
Don't be a dick.
Is this a leap year?
Don't be a dick.
Why? The whole point of that question was to be a dick.
I'm being dead serious about it. By point, the whole point of that exercise was you have to have something between the Rumble and Mania.
Right.
You have to have some little pay-per-view or some little, a Saturday night main event, something to keep the fans interested.
Oh, I know. I know.
Because in the time of television feuds, you go 12, 10 to 12 to 13, 14 weeks, you're going to lose interest in two. The fans' attention spans are so short, it's ridiculous.
I don't think it's so much that I don't like the idea of a title being defended between Rumble and Mania so much as it is the method they go about it. Because it's, okay, it's the exact scenario I described, Well, these guys are, this one guy who won one match is going to be in the main event. And the other one could be any of these six guys. And three of them haven't been in the title picture in months. They just won qualifying matches. So congratulations, Alberto Del Rio might go to WrestleMania because he beat The Miz. Shit like that.
All you got to do with the chamber... I mean, with that chamber is either one, eliminate it and do something different and use it to build a more of a mid-card thing, or two, you actually make it where your title's going to change hands and make it mean something. Because right now it's a throwaway match because most of us know the outcomes.
Bring back War Games!
Dude, I would shit my pants if they brought back War Games. I would love War Games.
I know, well, so would I.
If the Royal Rumble sets up the main event in the top card, why not bring back something like King of the Ring and set up the mid card?
Yeah. Or if we're just going to have a throwaway pay-per-view, let's bring back World War III.
Did you see who's on the poster for this year's Chamber?
Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, is she going to be in the chamber?
That she's on the
poster. Oh, that would be fucking hilarious.
She's on the poster. There's a secondary one, however, that's got Lesnar on it.
Hmm. Eh, we'll see. We shall see what happens. As usual, you know, we go off topic on topic, yell at each other, debate meaningless shit.
It happens.
I've had a fun first segment. What about you guys?
Always.
I own a Thor helmet. I could care less.
That Thor helmet gave me a hard-on.
You are Thor Mega!
You're tuned in to WTR tonight. We'll be right back after this.
Walks wearily down the street with his grim pulled way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah! Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something. Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't hurt you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I heard wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you...
The home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE Superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Mm-hmm.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it. All right, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights, huh, and I'll glow to the extreme. Rock a mic like a vandal, light up a
stage. To WTR Sunday Night Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Stop talking, Rock. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit the bullseye.
The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook. The show's back. Let's talk some wrestling.
I was trying to get to the Ice Ice Baby part. You had to be a dick.
As someone who spent today walking through the woods with a bunch of people who didn't know what century it was, thank you, Rock, for reminding me that there are people whiter than me.
All credit goes to Spug on this. This is his choice tonight.
Yes, but you're going with it.
Well, so hold on. So how long has it taken you to finally be able to choose a music selection on this network, Spug?
Fucking years, man. Years.
And it basically was, well, you're telling me the story and I have this great idea, and then we went with it.
I was telling him the story, and he goes, "We should play all the music on Sunday night." And I went, "That's awesome." And he went, "Great." And so we did it.
Exactly, and yeah, anyway, we're back talking wrestling, and we're gonna spoil something sort of for people. So, spoiler alert, everyone. I know, right? Sting, quite frankly, could be done with TNA wrestling.
Hallelujah!
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I'm just throwing that out there. Now, is it time for him to finally come to WWE, guys?
It was time 5 years ago.
It
was time when him and Taker could have wrestled a serious match.
It unfortunately, at this point in time, it's just time for him to hang it up. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Borden, but it's time to hang up the boots.
So you'd rather see him retire than go to WWE?
I'd rather him go sign a Legends contract, sign a fucking 2K sports deal, you know, whatever gets... You know, best of Sting DVDs out there, what gets an actual decent-looking Sting action figure line going, you know, retro t-shirts, you know, all that. Whatever gets that money to him and allows him to hang up the boots. Because let's face it, this guy could probably live off the merchandise revenue that would come from signing Legends deal.
Right.
He could, and so none of you want him to see him in WWE?
No. I don't. Let's clarify here. I wouldn't want to see him wrestle in the WWE. That time has passed. All the dream matches are, you know, half a decade behind us. But I, you know, in a storyline or a non-wrestling capacity, yeah. Because it's Sting, you know. That's the last, you know, in the annals of WWE versus WCW, or whatever they wanted you to call them at the time.
The Monday Night War.
Oh, I mean WWF or NWO, or WCW / NWO.
Mm-hmm.
in all of that, the one thing that we've, the one trace that we, of everything that we had not seen is Sting in WWE. So just for it to happen and to finally be closed, just to have that chapter done, I would want to see it.
Now, say he, you know, despite what you guys want to see him retire and sign a Legends contract, what would happen if he is coming to WWE to wrestle? Is there anyone on the roster, sans The Undertaker, you want to see him face?
No.
Nope.
The only other dream match I had was Sting, already retired.
And that was who?
Sting and Michaels?
Yeah. Franchise versus franchise.
All right. Next up. That question, next question. Anyway, we'll move on to a different topic because there's none of that. The Outlaws are back. Happy to see them back on TV and actually used as characters on television?
I was surprised to see them show up again after the retro episode. That's the only surprise in it for me, was like, wow, they're actually wrestling again, and they're wrestling on SmackDown, and what? This is almost like an actual return. The fuck? Wait, they're just being put into the Authority storyline. Oh, well, there goes my interest.
It didn't really bother me so much. I didn't think much of it, just as, oh, well, they got such a good reaction, they want to milk it for a little while. Yeah, I didn't expect them to actually become storyline involved, so that's actually a good twist for, you know, the IWC that knows so fucking much.
Do you have an opinion, Spug?
It's Spug.
I don't care. I don't, because quite honestly, like, I was watching that Monday, and they did the heel turn or whatever they were doing, and I just kind of shook my head and was like, oh, that was predictable.
All right, that gets rid of that topic, too. Let's move on to our next one. We're burning through the topic, so maybe you better get your stuff ready, because we're going to be getting to it soon. So... we're going to go to our roundtable.
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
Sadly, last week we lost Mae Young. She was 90 years old. Instead of being sad about the death of Mae Young, let's share some fond memories of Mae Young. So, guys, what are your favorite Mae Young moments?
The fact that at 82 years old, I believe it was, she was willing to take a table bump from Bubba Ray powerbombing her through the table. Off the stage.
Is that only 8 years ago?
No, that was...
no, it'd be a bit longer. So she'd be, what, 70s?
Mid-70s she was.
Even then. It's still an accomplishment. Name me anybody over the age of 50 who's willing to take a table bump like that.
And not just one, like two or three.
Terry Funk?
Yeah. Well, besides Terry Funk. Yeah, it's like she was willing to take something like that at her age. Nah, it's longer. My calculations are off. Yeah. But even so, you know, it's one of those things of, it hurt, but
Maze.
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden I started hearing feedback from somewhere.
Okay, anyway. Any other memories, guys? Omega, Spug, either one?
Calling
Lake a bunch of sluts.
That's a good one.
I love PG, May PG. Oh my god.
I don't have a specific memory of May as far as like my favorite. I just enjoyed her a lot. I was the one thing that truly made me sad was that Moolah wasn't there when May got inducted into the Hall of Fame. That May's induction should have came long before Sensational Sherry's, long before Wendy Richter, long, you know, like, Moolah was the first woman to go in, May should have been the second. And
should have put them in together.
That, yeah. Too, but the fact that Moolah and May didn't get to enjoy that together, that's one of the things that makes me sad, but seeing the pictures when they showed that tribute video of May backstage with Stephanie and Vince and Triple H, and she's giving Vince a hug, and Vince just kind of kisses her on the forehead. Like, I'm like, oh my god, that's so sweet. You know, Mae Young, the consummate professional, that if you want, if young women getting into the wrestling business want to know someone to look at and idolize, that's it right there. Mae Young. Don't try to out crazy AJ. Don't try to have the tits bigger than Trish Stratus. Don't try to do this or that or a Swanton bomb. Look at that. Look at what Mae Young did. Follow her career. That's what you want to do. Because that was a consummate professional.
Agreed.
It was the sheer willingness to do whatever it took to entertain that always amazed me about her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from, you know, in bed with Mark Henry, the hand birth, you know, it's just, you know, these, you
Royal
know,
Rumble the, 2000.
Yeah, the things that, there's just things that she would do that, like, I can't imagine anyone in the company being willing to do now. Like, PG or not, just, girl was insane. And God bless her for it.
Right. Just, I'm gonna be sad that May's gone, man. I really am. I liked Mae Young. I really did.
She, as crazy as she was, to be honest, she was one of those reasons why you tuned into the old school Raws. Because you were waiting on that Mae Young appearance that would be so out there and crazy that you're just like, holy crap, what more can she do at her age? Yeah, I can still remember her chasing down Mean Gene Okerlund. Dragging him and Bobby Heenan into a little stories cupboard or something.
Was that Mania 20 or 21?
I think that was 20. Yeah, it was either 20 or 21. I think it was 20.
Which one?
Where Heenan and Okerlund were there, and Mae Young and Moolah pulled Heenan and Okerlund into the storage closet.
Wasn't it 17 when they were there for the gimmick battle royal?
No.
Uh-uh.
Mace knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking. It might have been 20.
I think it was 20 because that's when Heenan got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Where It All Begins Again, WrestleMania 20. Everyone was there.
Okay.
It took a minute. Yeah.
But anyway, like
the pool of mud matches with Miss Kitty.
Those were funny. Those are pretty good.
Jeez. She was our Betty White.
Yeah.
The longer she went, the better she got.
It's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah, it is a very, very good point, actually.
That's another one that'll be sad when she passes on. It's Grandma Betty.
You know she. You know Betty White's probably going to have like a picture of herself flipping off people on a gravestone, right?
I hope so.
Why? Because she can.
I'll be honest and say I can only hope that that happens. Can only hope that when Betty White passes on, she's just like she rigs her casket or whatever at the funeral home to do something awesome.
That would be classic Betty White.
It would be. It really would be.
Now transitioning anime young to current day. AJ Lee set the record for the longest title reign as a Divas champion. Is AJ Lee, in your mind, the greatest Divas champion ever?
Well, yes.
Divas, yes.
Divas.
She's not the greatest women's champion, though.
Yeah. Keep in mind, Maryse was only champion that long because that they completely forgot they had a division for that long.
Wait, we have women that wrestle?
Wait, the tits can perform? Oh, shit. That's really what it was. It was embarrassing. You know, because the belt was just there to make Maryse look pretty. And forget that she actually didn't deserve to wear it.
Yeah. Like, Divas-wise, definitely, yes, AJ Lee is the greatest Divas champion. Women's champion, no. But, okay, just to keep on this sort of topic, but go sideways for a second. Did you guys hear the stupidity coming out of the Bellas recently about wanting Divas tag team titles?
Oh, God. I heard...
I wanted the face palm well. So hard in my never, life.
Never goes well.
I know, I just wanted to know what people thought of the Bellas. Just thinking, hey, let's make Divas tag team titles in a division that really can't even hold singles.
Well, you got the Bellas, you got the Funkadactyls, you can team Eva Marie and JoJo up. That's three teams right there. You're tuned into WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Will somebody be here when we get back? Whoever knows. You tune in. We'll be back right after this.
I never thought you could ruin a song any more than it already was.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To a shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted
various co-workers. So, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
This is the Ultimate Warrior! I am taking time from my job delivery pizza for Papa John's to tell all the little mortal warriors out there to tune into this radio program from the seventh moon of Raxor in the Gaxen Galaxy called Wrestle Talk Radio. This show is on during the apex of the sun and the dark side of Saturn, otherwise known to the masses as Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time Zones. Or when the WWE or TNA pay-per-viewerships finish and the warrior stands supreme over the fallen victims of X-Lax. So go, puny masses, and listen to the show because the power of the warrior commands you to do it. Now the warrior needs to go and deliver this meat lover's pizza to the mortals that ordered it.
Yo, I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? Huh? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake. And you know what you're listening to? You're listening to Wild Talk. That's why they're trying to cage me.
Sean Khalid from Mam.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah, perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it.
With this song playing, it is, you know, the Royal Rumble, because this is the official theme song of the Royal Rumble. And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we're about to get into Royal Rumble Pick'em, presented always by MemLanePromo.com. We're going to be doing a random number drawing for spots in the Royal Rumble, along with the usual preview and predictions. As well, you can always send your picks to media@wildtalkradio.com, facebook.com/wildtalkradio network, facebook.com/group/wildtalkradio network, or twitter.com/wildtalkradio, or post them in our chat room right now. So we're going to start with the Royal Rumble matches itself, and we'll start with Brock Lesnar versus The Big Show. What are your guys' feelings on this one?
Yeah, I'm sort of with Omega on that one. So. It's a perfect description for this match, actually.
It's there. The match is definitely there. I don't know. It's like, it's... okay, Brock can work a good match when he's in the ring with someone who can, who can fill in the gaps for that match. You know, he can, you know, against a CM Punk or a Triple H, okay, fine, he's putting on a good match.
I believe the words you're looking for are carry him.
Trying to be a little bit more generous than that, but yes.
I'm not.
I don't know what it is. Like, I don't have any big problem with the Big Show, but as soon as you put him into a match, especially someone like Brock, there's a question mark that comes up in my head. You know, because it could be Big Show, you know, because it could be good Big Show or bad Big Show.
What was the pay-per-view a couple years ago that it was Big Show and Henry that worked each other? And they broke the ring. Like Lesnar and Big Show did on a SmackDown.
It was one of the October pay-per-views.
Was it October?
Mm-hmm.
That's Hell in a Cell. It wasn't Hell in a Cell.
They had one in between, something like that.
Oh, like bragging rights or some
something like that. Because then
because
then they did the match at Survivor Series and
right. All right.
Vengeance 2011.
Thanks.
So yeah, any picks for this one?
Lesnar.
Brock.
We got a Lesnar, we got a Brock, and we have a... Be right
we
back.
We have a runaway Spug.
We have a runaway Spug. We'll get his pick in a bit. Which leads us to the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. John Cena, Randy Orton in a traditional wrestling match.
Traditional wrestling match.
Traditional championship match, I should say. That was the phrasing that Steph used a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
as opposed to the spaghetti cook-off they tried once before.
Hey, don't knock it. Hogan almost won that one.
Pasta Mania, brother. Oh. This is another one of those just really safe matches we've seen this match plenty of times, so I have confidence that it's going to be a good match. It's just going to be a match very similar to what we've already had from these two.
Yeah, this match is extremely safe. It's going to probably be boring as hell, and I think I might take a nap when this happens, because let's face it, this is pretty much Cena's. We're heading into WrestleMania season. God forbid that we don't have John Cena with the belt going into WrestleMania.
You really think? They build up Randy Orton all this just to feed him to Cena?
Yeah. Either they feed him now, or they're going to do the whole Cena wins at WrestleMania thing. I'm sorry, you're going to close out WrestleMania with John Cena having the WWE World Undisputed Unified Triple Turkey title.
Triple Turkey.
I don't know, I was going to start adding fucking Capcom pseudonyms to it.
Hyper Fighting 2 Turbo Championship. Plus Alpha. X.
Okay, 2013 edition.
You both made your picks for this one, right?
Orton,
okay.
Cena.
Possible matches to be included could be AJ Lee versus Naomi for the Divas Championship. And WWE...
AJ.
Why? AJ.
WWE Tag Team titles on the line could be Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus the New Age Outlaws.
Cody Rhodes and Goldust.
Which is, if that's that, it's not a bad match.
No, it's actually a possible show stealer, but at the same time, it's, again, let's play it safe.
Well, let's play it safe with three out of the four guys as Attitude Era leftovers. So, we're playing it safe as quality performers, but we're also risking we're also risking a lot of really worn bodies here.
So if they have this match, where's your money?
Brotherhood.
Now to the money match itself, the Royal Rumble. Where's your heart lying in this one?
Heart?
Yeah, where's your heart leaning?
So we're going to take all forms of logic, WWE and otherwise, out of this for now.
We're going with your heart. You got to go with your heart in the Royal Rumble. It's not like any other pay-per-view. It's the Royal Rumble. Use your heart. Pick with your heart, not with your brain.
If I learned anything from Captain Planet, is that the heart is fucking useless.
Fine. Pick with your wind.
If not with your water.
Are you asking me who I want to win, or are you asking me for the official pick?
Your official pick? Both. What's your
both?
Both.
Okay.
One would assume that's the same thing, but, you know.
One would assume it's the same. Well, no, because I have the person, you know, I have someone, you know, like, I have people that I would actually want to win to actually get back to where the fuck they were a few years ago. It won't fucking happen. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, the Rumble is supposed to be for those times when, you know, guys like The Miz and Ziggler that had a chance, that were serious at one time, could actually get back into that contention, but no one's fucking been built up. Really, no one's been built up for this Rumble at all, which in a way makes it unpredictable, which is good, except then there's that big-ass elephant in the room that keeps getting promos attached to Rumble promos. So it's a little bit of foreshadowing, I believe.
All right, so names. Give me names, not foreshadows. Names. I want names.
The winner's
going
to...
Do you have names to throw at us, Rock?
Yes, they're available on WWE.com. Go check them out yourself.
Jeez.
They include
in a little bit. I didn't prepare for this one.
Called Watch Television. You got Big E, you got, you know, they haven't announced everyone. There's like six.
They announced nearly half of them on SmackDown. Once again, the official statement of Mace is, I do not watch fucking SmackDown.
Mace, you're wrong. They announced most of them on the app on Monday.
Fuck the app.
But if you haven't seen
while you're at it, fuck the network too.
36, about 35 days and counting at this point. 34 days and 23 hours, something like that.
We don't give a shit about the app or SmackDown. All I know is Mean Gene's hotline didn't tell me shit.
He didn't give you the inside scoop?
Didn't even put Diesel on the line or anything.
And yet he still charges $6.99 a minute.
Fucking ripoff.
Either way. You got Big E, you got Fandango, you got CM Punk, and a bunch of others to be named on Monday. They got The Miz, as you mentioned. You got, if you haven't seen Big E's promo from the app, go to find it. He was so excited. It's tremendous. It's one thing to go out and find on YouTube if it's available. But give me names. I need names. Who in your gut, who are you picking to win this match?
It's going to be Batista. There really isn't any. If there is another option, they haven't entered their name in the Rumble yet.
Yeah. See, I'm the same. Like, logic, well, stupid WWE logic, let's point that out now, dictates Batista. I would like to see either CM Punk or Roman Reigns take out the Rumble.
See, CM Punk is the one that you'd really want to see win, just because you know he can't. But the storyline he's working with the Authority right now, there's not a chance.
Yeah, so that's why I go with the backup of Roman Reigns.
See, Roman Reigns, I don't think should win the Rumble. I think he should beat Kane's record.
Hmm. You have my interest, sir. Go on.
Well, that's what you're building him up as. You know, this is the best of the Shield. This is the new wrecking ball of the WWE. So, let's have him set a new benchmark. Simple enough. Kane's beat, Kane's eliminated 11 in a single Rumble. Let's see Roman do better.
And you know what? Just for that extra fuck you factor, let number 12 be Kane himself. Because honestly, I could see as a mid-card match for WrestleMania, or even your pre-show match, Roman versus Kane over that situation.
I've got this image in my head now of Roman hitting like 11 toward the, we're getting toward the end of the Rumble, and like number 26 is Xavier Woods, but Kane just kind of comes out, throws him off the ramp and just takes his spot just to keep Roman from breaking the record.
Even better, switch Xavier Woods with Bo Dallas. Hey kid, we're putting you in the Rumble 2 years in a row, and we were lying. We don't believe in shit.
He's still smiling.
Yeah.
So have you guys figured out picks yet after all that?
I'm pretty sure I said Batista's going to win like 4 times.
Okay. Yeah, and I believe I had that backed up as well.
You guys mentioned a lot of names. I just want to make it clear. So we're going to run it down with Spug really quickly. Lesnar and Show, who you got?
Lesnar.
Orton and Cena, who you got?
Orton.
If it happens, AJ Lee versus Naomi.
Naomi.
If it happens, Cody and Goldust versus the Outlaws, if it happens. Who you got?
I'm gonna say Cody and Goldust, but that's gonna be the beginning of the fracturing of the two.
And who do you think will win the Royal Rumble?
Batista.
Okay, so there you go. All right, Mace, the floor is yours. Tell the people what you're doing.
Get ready to choke a motherfucker who's got a lawnmower going outside my fucking window at the moment. But other than that, I'm going to do...
So violently angry.
I am. Learn to live with it. Basically, as you can see on the Twitch player, if you're watching live, well, listening live, if you're listening on delay, well, or on a podcast earlier in the week, well, tough shit, you miss out. I have a name of 30 people here on a nice little Excel spreadsheet.
A name of 30 people?
Well, 30 people's names.
A list of 30 people, yes.
Yeah, that thing. As you will be able to see on the Twitch player, I have what is called the true number random number generator thingy. And it's min-max, so 130. I'm just going to sit here and push the generate button until somebody gets a spot. Obviously, this being a random number generator, it will not take numbers out, so there might be like 4 or 5 presses before somebody gets a number. So we'll try and get this over and done with as quickly as possible. Starting with one of my friends, Heath Major. Push the button. He has number 20.
Bad.
So, yep. As you can see, this is going to be like absolutely riveting television.
Do you have a list?
I do.
Can you send me the list so you can do one thing at the same time? So you're not doing both things at the same time.
Well, we're going to go home. Are we there yet?
Not there yet.
Could we be done? Do you
want the Excel sheet?
Yes, give me the sheet so we can get this done quicker so you can just keep pressing that
Fine.
Sort of thing. Because King Kids is in the chat room and he will be recording the numbers for us.
Just keep pressing buttons, Mace. It's what you're good at.
Fuck y'all.
Give me my bingo ball so I can leave.
We're almost there, Spunk. We're almost there.
I have to pee. Can we get out?
Pee in a cup.
Spunk took my Game Boy.
God.
Omega's on my side of the car.
I am not.
He keeps putting his hand over here and then said he's not.
I am not.
Boys. Play nice.
Don't make us turn this podcast around and go home.
Oh, we're going home.
Hooray!
Just a few more minutes and then we'll be at home, okay?
Alright. So, Rock, I'm gonna read out the name and then the number, okay?
Okay.
Alright.
Spud, don't let anyone find out that I missed you.
You know you just said that on the air, right?
Fuck.
Alright, Santa Loco gets number 13. The Trey Dog gets 17. The one that you told me to put down as Other Sam.
That's exactly how you should say it, yes.
Okay, so Other Sam gets 19. Lily gets 13. Lysferotic gets 10. Philandering, 24.
Philandering?
Yeah. Kent gets 4. William Robles from our Facebook page gets 25. Mr. Matt Goldberg gets 23.
By the way, go check out his video on the WWE's YouTube channel right now.
Good for him. Nick Ditti gets 15. Crispy gets 25. Let me know if any of the numbers come up again. Rock?
I'm not keeping track of the numbers. Keep going. King Kane's got the numbers. He'll tell you.
And I can't see what... That's okay.
He'll alert us.
Yep.
Hold on. We got 2 repeats. 13 and 25 are repeats.
Oh, great. We'll do Nick Diddy again. 22.
Okay.
And I don't know who the hell the 2 13s are.
Lily needs a new number, so pick one.
Okay. Lily gets 13 again. 20 has been done. 27.
27. Has that one been done, Kinkins?
Yeah, I should have just done this off air. Fuck this shit.
Keep going. Just keep going up the list. 27 is good. Keep going.
Crispy, 26.
Okay.
Mikhail, 17, which I think's already been done.
17's probably been done. So do it again.
28.
Okay.
Vincent gets 6.
17 is a repeat.
Well, fuck, who was the second 17? Was that Crispy or Mikhail?
Mikhail.
3.
Okay.
The Canadian gets 23. Fucking McConnell, 17. William McConnell, number 15.
Mr. Horsey, loan jobber, gets?
7.
7. 23 was Goldberg, so if we did 23, you gotta do it again.
Alright, 7?
I don't remember hearing 7, so we may be okay.
You know, this is failing hardcore. This thing just keeps throwing numbers randomly at me. The random number generator there is not really working well.
7 was just Jobber, so we're good. Oh, yeah, so Jobber just got 7, so that's who we gave it to. So, Tommy's up next, I think. I don't know. Okay, we'll just keep going. We'll figure it out. If we have to redraw, we'll redraw them. Keep going.
It's a bit hard, as you can tell by the loud noises outside my window.
Keep going.
Who are we up to? Tommy, 6.
Just keep going. If there are repeats, we'll go back and do them. Keep going.
Yeah, Big Daddy Ace, 25. Acer gets 30. Wildcat Woman gets number 1. Starscream Josh gets 15. King Kittens gets 4. Rob Parks gets 20. Holy People just got 30. Subway, 29.
And then he'll re...
20. Yeah, it's hitting repeats. Fuck this shit.
No, 20...
segment.
No. What I was going to say, Subway will get 29 this week, and then in about 2 weeks, he'll pick another guy.
Hold on. Okay, so Subway's got 29. He can have 29 and 24.
There you go.
Subway's the only one that's allowed 2. Rock gets 25.
I think that's
been pinned. 4. 3. Yeah, this thing's terrible. I hate this thing.
Slips a paper from a fucking hat. That's all I'm saying.
I thought that's what he was doing.
Well, I couldn't be fucked. Time restraints, but
you've been saying this up for a week and a half now,
and nobody showed interest till fucking yesterday. So fuck you all,
Mace. You know there's a thing on the random generator random.org where you can do a set of limit, and you have get 30 different numbers in one column, and then you could just went down.
Fine. You know what? I don't see anybody else fucking trying to do any of this type of shit, so you know what? Fuck you all.
I did this last year, Maze. I did this entire thing last year. Exactly how you're doing it. Giving out numbers. Just went on out.
There's just no winning.
There is no winning in this. So do we want to scrap all the numbers that I've picked?
Yeah, we'll scrap the fucking lot. I'll post it on Facebook.
Alright, we have a list of names, right? You have a list of names in front of you?
Yes.
Alright, now, say a name, I'm going to go down the list, and this is how we're going to do it. I have 30 numbers, let's go. Give me a name, first on the list.
Alright, fuck it, we're starting everything over. Spug.
What?
19.
Yay!
Spug gets my entrant. Yep.
Is he just like... Okay, Rock, are you actually, like, picking random numbers now? Or
I did
is
a...
It just...
It's a random sequence order, 1 to 30.
Okay.
We're good.
Omega.
15.
Fuck.
Mace.
8.
Oh, mate. Fuck, that's not a good one either. Lindsay.
20.
She gets a half-decent one.
Favorite!
This is rigged! Now, watch this one. Rock.
24.
She's with the authority.
Rock, what number did you get?
24.
Rigged.
Fucking authority.
Subway.
30.
Rigged.
Oh, now I know this is bullshit.
Rob Parks.
3.
Kane Kittens.
18.
Starscream Josh.
5.
Wildcat Woman.
12.
Acer.
22. waiting for someone to get the same number that was drawn for them.
Big Daddy Ace.
23.
Tommy.
17.
Jobber.
11.
William McConnell.
9.
The Canadian.
29.
Fucking fail.
Boo.
Vincent.
4.
Mikhail.
6.
Crispy.
25.
Nick Diddy.
10.
Matt Goldberg.
28.
William Rubbles.
13.
Kent.
2.
Philandering.
16.
Luis Ferotic.
1.
Lily.
14.
Other Sam.
21.
Trey.
26.
Santo Lurker.
27.
And that would leave Heath.
Number 7. See, that wasn't too bad.
So lucky number 27 came last? Wow.
No, 7 came last.
Oh. Yeah, I kind of zoned out.
Yeah, you got your disruptions in. You're happy.
So we'll post a list on the Facebooks, Twitters, and MySpaces and stuff like that, and the websites and all that fun stuff, and we'll have the winner next week. Sound good?
Good. Let's do quick hits and get the fuck out of here.
Well, before
Omega
we get...
keeps touching me!
Wait, that's not my hand.
Ooh. Welcome to this week's Great Debate.
Oh my God! Wait a minute! It's Paul Bear! It's Paul Bear! And That's gotta be Kane!
And I am the new millennium for the World Wrestling Federation! Well, for those of you who don't know me, I am Chris Jericho, your new hero, your party host, and most importantly, the most charismatic showman to ever enter your living rooms via a television screen.
If this is who we think it is, and we have every reason to believe that this is the human being that has been stalking the Undertaker's wife.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
The debut of Stephanie McMahon versus the debut of Karma Omega.
Trying to remember Stephanie's debut.
See?
I know. Okay, remind me next week I have to research whatever the match is. shit. I can't remember. I'd have to give it, well, you know, just based on bad memory, just give it to Karma. The promo build-ups, the creepy laughs, the absolute destruction of Michelle McCool is a very nice touch.
So, one for Karma. Mace?
Wasn't her debut the whole Ministry storyline?
I believe it was a little bit before that.
The whole Ministry storyline.
Part in it.
She debuted a little bit before then, I believe.
Fine then, Karma.
Spug.
Karma, hands down.
And the debut of Mickie James in WWE against the debut of Kurt Angle in WWE. Mace.
Mickie James. I love me a crazy bitch.
Omega.
Yeah, I'll agree with Mickey.
Spug.
Mickey James and who?
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
Any reason why?
Because Kurt Angle's longtime impact on the company was more far-reaching than Mickie James's was. Like, his entrance meant something.
Well, there you go. So next week...
I mean, I lost, but still.
I know. Omega, write this down, okay? Santino Marella versus The Big Show's WWE debut. Got that?
Uh-huh.
And Dude Love versus Razor Ramon. You got it?
Got it.
Good. This is round number two, so you should have been prepared already in round one. Anyway, now time for quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wildfire.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
And we will start with Spug, if you could snap your fingers and become fluent in a foreign language, which one would it be and why?
German.
Why?
Because I've always wanted to learn German. I'm working on learning German, and if I could just have it done, that'd be absolutely fantastic.
All right, Mace, Eddie Murphy has agreed to voice your wacky animal sidekick. What is that sidekick, and how long until you are charged with murder?
It would be a gopher, and it would be all 13 seconds before I punt the thing into the sun.
Wait, what? A gopher?
Why would you have a gopher as a sidekick?
Because it's small and it's easy to get rid of in the manner in which I want to, which is kicking the fucking thing into the sun, because I don't want Eddie Murphy voicing anything to do with anything I'm involved with.
If Bill Murray couldn't get rid of a gopher, what makes you think you'll have any better luck?
Because I didn't do Garfield.
Omega, would you rather be stalked by Glenn Beck, Michael Moore, or Ann Coulter?
Can I throw myself off a cliff and hope they will stalk me over it?
No.
God. God, I feel like I've been asked what cancer do I want to contract.
That's next week. So get prepared.
Here, you know what? I'm gonna make it Glenn Beck, if only because, as it is, he's a tinfoil hat away from just being a nut, you know, complete and utter nut job. So at least his word is probably the least believable of three.
Okay,
I ask you this briefly, Omega. Have you ever seen Henry Rollins' love letter to Ann Coulter?
No, but I have to. Just because you said it exists.
Oh my. I'll send you the link after the show. Oh
Thank
my god.
You.
Spug, a crazy person kidnaps you and says you have 15 minutes to solve a Rubik's Cube, or they will blow your goddamn brains out. Time's up. How are your goddamn brains?
I love my family. They're gonna need a cardboard box.
There you go.
And a sponge.
Probably.
There's a bit over there, and up there.
Mace, you has a time machine. Its only function, however, is to take you round trip to a premiere of any movie you would like to see, erasing your memories from that film along the way. What movie do you want to see again for the very first time?
What the
oh,
fuck?
That's an extremely convoluted way of asking what movie do you want to see again for the first time.
Yeah.
Mace, you have a mouse, a paperclip, and a Ford Fiesta. Okay. Hey, what bowling alley do you want to go to again?
See, I'm currently looking at some of my favorite movies, and I'm going, I want to go see that one, and that one, and that one, and that one, and that one. But I think, just for the irony of it, I think I'd take a time machine to go back and watch Back to the Future for the first time.
There you go. And Omega, with Dolph Ziggler going to the Avian Porn Awards this past week, what male wrestler would you want to go to the Avian Porn Awards with, and why?
You know, to this point, I kind of thought we got past the point where Omega goes last and gets the obvious worst question of the night.
No, that was me. Hey, Spug, you got to put a Rubik's Cube together in 15 minutes, knowing full well that most of us on this network can't fucking put it together in 15 fucking hours.
Some of them.
Can you put a Rubik's Cube together?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
God.
Okay, Omega, challenge. Your next vlog has to include you doing a Rubik's Cube.
I don't even own a Rubik's Cube right now.
I will send you one, asshole.
Now that they've bought you some time, an answer.
I'm not even comfortable knowing that a wrestler went to the porn awards. You know, male wrestler. If AJ went, it'd be amazing. You know what? I'm going with Val Venus just because that seems ironic. Let's go to the real porn awards with a fake porn star.
He got invited when he was working with the WWE.
So there you go. There you have it. That that will do it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night is the Raw Post live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night is the Rack at 11 p.m. Eastern. Visit RackRadioShow.com. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/RackRadioShow and buy the official t-shirt. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is the weird, the wacky, it is the unusual, it is CB Radio. We'll be doing lots and lots of picks and repicks if somebody decides to show up this week. Check out the Wrestling Radio Awards airing sometime on Sunday. Check it out, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. We'll be back next Sunday night, live at 11 p.m. Eastern, after the WWE Royal Rumble. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, and join the Facebook group at Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Who wants to plug their stuff first?
January 25th, 7 p.m., Youngstown, Ohio. Real Action Pro Wrestling. I will be there. Tickets are just $10. February 1st, Geo Ministries, Ashtabula, Ohio. Magnum Pro Wrestling. Bruiser Schmidt will be there. Bell Times at 5 p.m. Tickets are $8. February 8th, I will be making my debut for the NWA SEW in Marion, Ohio. Bell Time, I believe, is at 7 p.m., and that's at the UAW Kafer Hall. And then February 15th, I will be in Tiffin, Ohio with NWA SEW, taking on Jesse McCoy. And then February 22nd, I will be in Parma, Ohio with Burning River Championship Wrestling.
Someone else?
Also, follow me on Facebook at /Bruiser Schmidt and on Twitter at Bruiser Schmidt. YouTube to come.
Isn't it Bruiser_Schmidt?
It is Bruiser_Schmidt. You're right. Thank you.
Just wanted to make clear if it hasn't been clear for, you know, it is still Bruiser_Schmidt.
Yeah, no. It isn't like Kilted Wiseman that it hasn't been in like 4 fucking years.
Those were the days. Mega.
Let's see. My stuff on Facebook is at TJ Reviews, and everywhere else it is TJ Omega. That is Twitter, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, as well as the .org.
Keep an eye on the WTR Facebook page as the list from tonight's extremely badly done pick'em thing failure will be posted, as well as some WWE 13, 2K14 we're on now, whatever the fuck the game is. There will be matches sort of semi-predicting what's going to happen, even though I've seen the results, and yeah, right, none of this shit's actually going to happen. We were going to add commentary to it, but everybody's too lazy, so fuck y'all.
I do commentary with you.
Too late.
Oh, alright.
We'll see you next Sunday night live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for Wrestle Talk Radio, and we'll see you all week long along the airwaves right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com